Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at Caldwell County High School in the FFA Ag Department and talking to a couple of our students. I may be standing between you guys and lunch. That's not a good place to be. But what's your name?
Malia Greenfield.
What are you learning in the FFA program here in Ag?
We're in shop class right now. So
what are you doing in shop?
We've been building the set for the musical. So we've been learning how to work with wood and stuff like that.
What did you learn before you started that project?
Well, we did some, like, at the beginning of the year, we did some practicing with, like, cutting wood and drilling and hammering before we went and did a project like that.
How does it feel now that you've seen the project begin to come together?
It's really rewarding, definitely, to see, like, because now the set is painted and we're going to probably see the musical happen. So that's cool to see it from the very beginning.
Obviously, learning some good skills here, right?
Yes, definitely.
What do you think FFA and the Ag program here at Caldwell County is going to do for you?
Well, it's definitely already helped me, like, with people skills and, like, my speaking skills. I think that's something I can use for the rest of my life.
Are you an officer? Are you doing the officer work? Or?
I'm a committee chairman this year. Yes, sir.
Well, good luck in your FFA.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Tatum Fuquay.
Tatum, tell us, what do you do in the FFA? What are you doing here in shop in the FFA?
Well, normally in shop, as Malia said, we did just get done with doing the musical set. But now we're starting on plumbing, and so that seems pretty exciting.
So that's pretty cool. So you guys cover a wide range of things, huh?
Absolutely. At the beginning, we started on with the machines and how to use them, and then I kind of got to get into welding, so that was really fun.
What's the toughest thing you welded?
Probably having to, like, make objects was really the hardest. It was one thing just putting two things together, but having to make a full object was really hard.
Pretty cool. I didn't think about being able to do that. That's pretty neat. So what have you learned in the FFA? What skills have you learned here?
The biggest skill I've gotten is public speaking, and that's really going to help me as I grow up as a person and when I go into my career field.
So are you a officer, chair, committee chairman or anything?
I am a committee chairman this year, yeah.
What do you chair?
I chair in the Scholarship of Ag.
Good deal. Well, good luck in your FFA.
Thank you.
I'll let you go to lunch now. I don't make y'all late for the lunch line. They were kind of worried about getting to the lunch line on time. What's your name?
Preston Burrell.
Preston, what do you do in the FFA and the Ag Mechanics class here?
I'm currently in Ag Power, so we are working on small engines and plumbing and welding and just generally maintenance for a farm and for your home.
Pretty good at that?
I'd like to think I'm getting better at it, and I hope I continue to get better through the program.
What do you hope to do when you graduate? What kind of career are you looking at?
I'm looking to become a mechanical engineer.
Mechanical engineer. So obviously learning some good skills here to take you toward that, huh?
Absolutely, yes. That's part of the reason I'm taking the classes.
And you're a member of the FFA too?
Yes, I am.
Officer?
No.
There's still time, right?
Yes. Well, I think actually this year, since I'm a senior, I can't, but it's never something I really pursued.
And obviously learning some good skills here, and Mr. Jennings and Ms. Wood are doing a great job keeping you in line, right?
Yes, absolutely. I've definitely enjoyed the classes. I feel like I've learned a lot one way or another.
So good luck in your career. Mechanical engineer, I like that.
Thank you.
Well, you'll be taking care of big bucks one of these days.
I hope so.
Hope so. That's the goal, right? What's your name?
Landon Mason.
Landon, what do you do in the FFA?
Right now, we're just working on welding, plumbing, small engine stuff. I'm in power and machinery too. And we just got done building a set for the art class. I got a play coming up. We just got done doing a set over there. And that's about really it. It's about all we're doing right now.
How did it feel to be able to build that set and see it all come together?
It was pretty nice. It was fun and adventurous, you know. We had to put a lot of time and hard work into it.
Yeah. It takes a lot of planning to get there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does, for sure. Yeah, when you're missing tools, you got to come back and forth all the time.
What kind of career are you looking at?
I'm looking to be a pipeline welder.
Okay. How do you think your work here in the FFA is going to help you in that career?
Well, we do. We've done some welding in here and welding some projects and making projects for other teachers and stuff. And that, you know, that gives me certified in my welding to go up there and already have my certifications, and I can just go ahead and start welding.
What's the toughest weld you've had to do so far?
The toughest weld I've had to do is probably about anything overhead. Oh, is pretty really difficult. Bad. Yeah. But pipe's not really that bad. It's just when you're getting your certifications, plates overhead, it's just easy to burn through and just run down or anything like that.
Tough work, but I say, what a great career for you. It sounds like.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I enjoy doing it, so that's what I want to pursue doing.
Good luck. We'll see you out there working one of these days doing that. Good luck with that as you continue.
Thank you.
We're at Caldwell County FFA and the Caldwell County Ag Program, talking with some of our students here. We're learning a lot of great things. We're going to take a quick break, come back, hear a song, and I think we're going to finish up one more time here at Caldwell County FFA and Caldwell County Agriculture, talking about what they're doing here. We're on 103.3 1580 AM WPKY.